pretty good. How about yourself?
Pretty good. What's this last, you know, however many weeks that you've been starting? What has it been like for you to just, you know, get comfortable and improve as much as you have?
Really, the biggest thing is just, I mean, it's just been fun. I mean, it's like you're going out there, it's almost like you're playing backyard football, and all the guys, you know, around, it's not necessarily for myself, but you can see it in the other teammates on the offense. All ten of the other guys are just having fun out there, and I think that's when it comes down to it. When you're having fun, it's really hard to go against something like that. I think that's really the biggest thing when it comes down to it. When you're out there having fun and playing football, the rest of it takes care of itself.
How much of that fun you're having is that offense? It just seems like that would be a good time for a quarterback.
It's a lot of fun. I mean, it's, you know, we're getting back there, spreading guys out. You know, we were able to run the ball and throw the ball. So, I mean, it's been a lot of fun, and I think the guys on the team see that as well. And, you know, the defense, they actually, when they're on the sideline, they enjoy watching it as well. So, you know, the whole team's having a good time out there.
What differences do you see in the Denver offense from when you guys played back in September?
You're saying our offense compared to them?
No, what differences do you see in the Denver defense from...
Really and truly, like right now, I think they're kind of beat up on defense, but it's kind of the same. I mean, you know, they still want to run cover one, cover three, and then they're also, you know, they've actually started blitzing a little more of late. So those are things we're going to have to prepare for as well. And you know, they want to max blitz you. You know, go man across the board, cover zero, man across the board, and bring one extra guy that we can't block. So we'll just have to get prepared for those things.
You talked about how they're blitzing more, and these guys have run a bunch of different formations and looks this year. How unpredictable is this Broncos defense when you're looking at it, when you're studying them?
You know, it's kind of tough. I mean, yeah, I feel like our coordinators have done a good job over the past couple of weeks of getting a beat line on the defenses. So when it comes down to that, I mean, you know, give them a lot of credit for doing that. But then again, you always know that a defense is probably gonna put a new wrinkle in each week, or maybe a couple new wrinkles that are gonna throw an offense off. So we're gonna have to adjust to that on the fly.
Tyler, you guys have had a few really close games that didn't swing your way in the end. Do you believe in moral victories, or are those or not?
No, you know, I think, you know, yeah, you said we had a couple good close games that we didn't pull off at the end, and we were finally able to put one full game together last week against the Oakland Raiders. But really and truly, when it comes, you know, like those five games that were really close, we look at those as, or four games, whichever it was, we look at those as like we were getting better. You know, we've came a long way from what our offense was the first 6 weeks, and, you know, you look at that, and I guess you could say it's a moral victory, but we still knew that we were losing, but we were also knew we were going in the right direction, and when it came down to it, that's the way we wanted to be moving.
Yeah, thanks, Tyler.
All right, thanks a lot.